I'm a desperate man. Send lawyers, guns, and money. This shit has hit the fan. Guns and money. Send lawyers, guns and money. Send lawyers, guns and money.
8 o'clock in the morning on Career Day, 1978, here at KSFX Radio, and we have some people on the phone this morning who have a few ideas for those of you who will be unemployed in the very near future. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your name, please.
Oh, my name is Polly Cracker Graham.
Polly Cracker Graham. You know, my father used to take me up on his knee when I was just a little guy, and he used to say, "Never trust anyone with three names." And I took his advice. So do you have something that we can discuss as far as a career this morning?
Well, I just want to tell you my situation.
Your situation.
I seem to be making a career out of meeting people that say, "Polly, want a cracker?"
and then what happens?
I say, "Yeah."
I bet you get a lot of crackers.
Yeah.
Then we go through a bunch of garbage.
I was talking trash again. Okay, well, thank you, Polly, for your contribution. And this gentleman, hello.
Good morning, Mr. Cake Fan.
Yes.
Yes, it hit me like a bolt of lightning last night.
What hit you like a bolt of lightning? A bolt of lightning?
I saw Rosie Allen.
You did?
Yes, it was in one of those places on Broadway where they have the sliding...
Quiet. We were in for a libel suit.
So what was your choice of career?
Pardon me?
Oh, I was just apologizing to Miss Rosie.
She's not even here. Forget it.
Maybe she can hear me.
Anyway, I'm sure she's still sleeping at this point.
Well, good for her.
She did every morning she was here at 8 o'clock.
Why should today be any different?
So,
I had this idea anyway.
Yeah?
I think that what you should do after you leave KSFX... is get involved in Nude Encounter Radio.
Now, there's an interesting idea. Nude Encounter Radio.
It's a stripped-down day.
Well, listen, Marshall, why don't you take your clothes off, and we'll experiment with Nude Encounter Radio.
Who do I run into?
He's taking his shirt off now. Standing up. Are you listening? He's taking his clothes off. And one of the engineers is getting all upside. Whoops! And somebody has jumped from the 18th floor here of the Stephen Capen building after just looking once at Martin. It was so much for Nude Encounter Radio. I guess not a big future in that anyway. KSFX San Francisco. Here's the Rolling Stones now from Beggar's Banquet.
Poor boy, too far as red, started down the road, started down the road. All he had started down the road. Going out in this world, well, God only knows. And that'll be the way to get along. Well, poor boy, all he had, family come in the land. Family come in the land. And all he had, family come in the land. Get along. Well, man said, "Get your dog." believe I ride. Believe I go back home. Believe I go back home. Believe I ride. Believe I go back home. Down the road as far as I can go. That'll be the way to get along. Look for the sun, see my son coming after me. Coming home to me. For the friend who fell down on his knees. To sing a prayer, Lord have mercy on me. Mercy. A poor boy stood there, hung his head and cried. Hung his head and cried. Poor boy stood and hung his head and cried. Said, Father, will you look on me as a child? His eldest son killed a fatted calf. Call the family round. Kill that calf and call the family round. My son was lost, now he was found. But that's the way for us to get along.
The Rolling Stones, Prodigal Son, from what year was that anyway? Ben, you remember what year that was?
'78, probably.
It was 1978, of course. Everything we're playing is from 1978. We got some great music coming up today because we have a special supplier. We found our connection.
I just want to say one thing, Stephen. Get yes. down on your flaming disco groove, you extra funky thing.
Thank you, and same to you.
I'm feeling 7-Up. I'm sharing stars, sharing smiles. I'm feeling 7-Up. Ooh, feel my 7-Up. I'm feeling 7-Up. Reaching up, moving up. I'm feeling 7-Up. It's a great refreshing feeling. Just to clear up light. America's turning 7-Up. And it sure feels right. Feeling lucky 7. Feeling 7th heaven.
You know the feeling. There's nothing else like it. And there's only one way to get that feeling. Great tasting 7-Up. Crisp, light, clean, and no caffeine. Never had it, never will. That's feeling 7-Up.
Feeling 7-Up. I'm feeling 7-Up. Feeling 7-Up.
All right, today is career day, and it'll be eventually sometime before 10 o'clock, Remember Disco Day. Yes, hello?
Yeah, there's this job opening up, and it's in Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
And it's not until January, but there's not too many people wanting it. Governor?
What is
it?
There's a good... Pardon me?
I think you'd be great for it.
Yeah, I think I'd make a good governor? Yeah, well, what type? The type you put on a carburetor or those that run the country? Maybe we could arrange for me to run for governor of American Samoa.
That's
an appointment. No, I'd like to be appointed to be governor of American Samoa. Didn't somebody else try that once? What?
How about ambassador to the Falkland Islands?
Geez, not right now, but maybe sometime in the future we could consider that
talking
one.
Talking baseball in San Francisco. 25 giant years.
I saw the first game here in 1958, Seal Stadium. A lot of thrills.
You still keep coming.
I will keep coming till the end, I guess.
Whose end?
My end.
Sometimes after work, the whole crew will come over.
A night out with the guys?
Night out with the guys at the Giants game.
When was the last time you had a night out with the guys?
It's been a long time.
When I come out with the guys, we all usually lose our voices around the fifth inning, and baseball's like the boogie-woogie fever.
Giants baseball?
Giants baseball is a boogie-woogie fever. One to opening day, and I'm just now getting in condition to come to another game.
Talking baseball. Giants by the Bay.
The Mets are in town this weekend for four games, and Sunday's doubleheader is Frank Robinson Hall of Fame Day, co-sponsored by Eastern Airlines. You'll get a beautiful Frank Robinson photo album, and we'll honor Robbie between games. See you Sunday. First game starts at noon.
Thank you. Career Day, 1978. Hello.
Good morning, Stephen. This is Disciple.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm sick.
Oh, listen, Stephen. You know, He's a former
Spit it out. What?
He's a former graduate of the Stephen Kaplan School of Broadcasting.
Yes.
I would like to sign up for you.
Wait. What's your name, Psycho?
Steven Psycho.
You owe us. You haven't got your degree yet, have you?
Steven?
I think you've got two of your degrees, but now you're going to get the third degree, and you haven't paid us for that.
I have some advice for you, Steven.
Yes?
There's always room in Duluth.
There's always room in Duluth. That's what my father used to say when he took me up on his knee as a little gipper. Used to say, "There's always room in Duluth."
Steven?
Yes.
Steven, can I enroll for your extension course? I promise I'll pay.
I can't understand what you're saying. Just amazing. Just don't. How? What?
The extension course.
What?
That your school of broadcasting.
Yes.
The one about looking for a job.
The course. The part of the course looking for a job. Yes. Put the respirator in his boy. Thank you. Yes?
Yeah.
Hello?
All right, Steven, this is what they do with the Falkland IRA.
All right, hang on a sec. Now, this is something we can do on the air, of course.
Okay,
so what we're trying to do here on Career Day is instruct people on diplomatic courierism.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so listen.
How to solve the Falklands crisis?
Given the Falkland Islands up to you.
Give them to me. Thank you so much. All right, thank you very much. These people coming from this morning, Louis. We're trying to talk about disco and the great years that you could go to a disco and do biscuits and hang out in the men's room, right? We have somebody who's been doing biscuits ever since the disco years in the studio this morning. And the only way that I could get into the disco that I like to go to all the time in Boston was...
Yeah, wear black
was
underwear.
...was to wear black underwear. It's the only way you could get inside there. And they let me in my black underwear.
Radio advised, with every one of those late night stations playing songs, bringing tears to my eyes. I was seriously thinking about hiding the receiver when the switch broke, cause it's old. They're saying things that I can hardly believe. They really think we're getting out of control. Radio is a sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. Everybody else is overwhelmed by indifference and the promise of an early bed. You either shut up or get cut out. They don't want to hear about it. It's only inches on the reel to reel. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is a sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. So you better listen to the voice of choice, cause they think that it's treason. So you had better do as you were told. You better listen to the radio. What if I read it up? I will ask a bit of. What if I read it up?
was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning, she puts on a New York station, and though she don't believe what she heard at all. Saved by rock and roll. Despite all the amputations, you know you could just go out and dance to the rock and roll station. It was all right.
It was all right.
Hey, baby, you know it was all.
So much for rock and roll. Somebody came up, though, with a novel idea. We'll attribute that to Larry Risdahl, who said, we're going to change this this radio station into a Mexican auto spray paint body shop here.
Hello, okay? Spraycraft!
That's us. Hello, Spraycraft. Okay? Hello, Spraycraft! you want your beak packed or something painted? Oh, okay, it's Gaddafi Duck. Listen, Gaddafi, what about that money or spray craft for the car?
Today we put
blowing out your beak?
We put one bad airbrush on your front end, so where's that box, man?
Well, listen, man, you'll never see a car again. All right, thank you very much.
Hello, Spraycraft.
Yes, Stephen Capen.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Nixon.
Since you were talking about career days, I'd just like to say that after I left the presidency,
yes,
I made a tremendous career.
Of what? What kind of... Pardon me?
I made $1 million down in San Clemente.
Yes. How did you make that money, Mr. Nixon? Tell us, we can share it with those career folks.
Well, I started my own disco.
Ah, so.
Nixon Disco.
It is awesome. What?
Getting Down with Dick.
Getting Down with Dick.
Yes,
well, the folks here at Spraycraft have frequent that place.
Well, I think they're macho, macho man.
Very good.
I want to be a macho man.
That's wonderful.
I really appreciate it. I think all your listeners could benefit from this great career, this great country. And I believe that if they keep on listening to the station, I could still be the president.
All right. Yeah. Okay, he's starting to rant again. Okay.
I'm not ranting.
The phone. The phone is coming out of the phone.
Office,
phone,
yeah.
Phone. Hello, phone, phone. Hey, listen. Okay, thanks, Dick.
Sure, anytime.
All right, listen, we'll see you later. Okay, when are we going to get the disco hour rolling here? Not now, huh? No, we're going to go back to some rock and roll here. From 1978, Nick Lowe.
And Rock Pop. And they call it rock.
Well, when I cut the record hit the chart. Someone in the newspaper said that it was hard. Disco Casanova said it heavy on the breath. The local Chini Papa band was playing it to death. They called it rock. They called it rock. They called it rock. They called it rock. Well, hell, the telephones are ringing. The boys are getting hot. They're jetting out to Rio and some other sunny spots. Some send the readers say the singer sounds terrific. The personal appearance says they're stopping the traffic. They call it rock. They call it rock. They call it rock. They call it rock. Hey, long distance, it's a rock and roll romance. CBS are gonna pay a great big advance. Hey, Landy, come on, take a chance. The rest are saying they love it, but the kids can't dance to it. Well, I cut another record, it never was a hit. But someone in the newspaper said it was shit. The drummer is a bookie, the singer is a whore. The bass player selling clothes he never would have worn. They call it rock. They call it rock. They call it rock. They call it rock. Shake it.
Three in the morning from KSFX Radio as we look back at 1978 and the dark years before. This is Career Day as well, and just before we head into the news with Marshall Phillips, we have time for one more Career Day call. Hello, white phone.
Yes, Mr. Capen.
Yes.
This is Gordon Liddy from the from the company.
From the company.
The company.
You're known by the company you keep.
Indeed. We're reviewing your application here, and we just had two simple questions before we decide whether or not we want to take you on in the company.
I am not sure
you
that we should be talking about me working for the company
agency?
On the air here, but that's okay, Gordon. Go ahead.
Hmm. You are, in fact, the same Stephen Capen who was working as at a station called KSAN just before it went to country. And you are the same Stephen Capen.
I am one and the same, yes, thank you.
And now you're on mornings at KSFX just before it goes to talk radio.
That's also correct.
All right. Well, you seem to be the man for the job. Your application. We'd like to send you to take over the state radio station in Moscow.
Oh, okay.
We figure within 3 weeks they'll go to Lawrence Welk and we can march in and take over.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Stephen Capen,
Mr.
Agency
G. Gordon Liddy with his tips on a career in electronic wiring.
In 1978, we had the birth of a lot of new music. Actually, it was the continuation of a 1977 birth, and we take you now to that ongoing birth.
The Sex Pistols came to America in February. Bypassing the glamour spots of New York and Los Angeles, the Pistols played such towns as Baton Rouge and San Antonio, where Sid Vicious assaulted various patrons with his bass guitar, and various patrons assaulted Sid Vicious with beer bottles and spittle. Hey, what a tour!
Now, dogs, buddy!
It wrapped up in San Francisco, where the Pistols wrapped it up. Meanwhile, back in the jungle... Saturday Night Live, not ready for primetime players John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd, would begin a blues revival. A revival that would see their album Briefcase Full of Blues climb to number one.
Do that again.
Ball, ball, ball.
John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd would begin a blues revival. A revival that would see their album Briefcase Full of Blues climb to number one.
What do you want for nothing? Rubber biscuit?
Bow,
bow, 1978. Oh, no! I've got a date with Chuck, and my breath feels yuck.
Well, don't break the date. Just break open the Breath Savers.
Break open the mint that's sparkling fresh. Break open the mint that cools your breath. Break open the Breath Savers.
Hey, sugar-free Breath Savers have a blue middle.
And now they're improved to last longer.
Break open the mint that's clean and brisk.
For
bread that's fresh, enough to kiss.
Break off with the Breath Savers.
They're
sugar-free.
Coconetta, coconetta, strawberry coconetta turns you on to a taste that gets better and better. Strawberry coconetta, the luscious...
What do you mean strawberry coconetta? Pina coconetta. We're doing the pina coconetta song, okay?
I just had some strawberry coconetta. It's the absolute berries. You think pina coconetta is something? Wait till you taste this new strawberry and coconut wine. Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8.
For a coconetta, strawberry coconetta.
Manischewitz Wine Company, New York.
1982 weather for this very day. It's going to be beautiful and sunshiny. Highs will be at least to mid-60s, maybe even to the mid-70s. All around the Bay Area, some high clouds, and that is it. Great and looking next couple of days. As far as careers go, I had an idea with some friends of mine not long ago about a career to go into, Stephen. It is called paint stealing. What we thought we would start doing is going out overnight and taking off metal flake paint jobs, peeling them off of cars, rolling them up like those fruit rolls you see, and then reselling them at a great discount.
Peeling rolls?
Yeah.
Fruit rolls?
Fruit rolls. Yeah. The,
no,
paint
in Boston,
peeling.
It's fruit rolls.
You're not going for...
You're not from the area, obviously.
Bye.
Thank you, Marshall. And let me see, what do we got? Oh, we have this morning a song from the year. We're going to depart from the regular programming to play a song from the year that Marshall was born, okay? Because you've done a great job, and we got a couple of days left here, and we're going to play this song here. Is this in mono? Sounds good so far. So we have this. Because of your great work with
how old is she?
Young girls, in the past, Marshall, we decided that this would be appropriate. That's not the right record, Louis. Let's play the song that was popular when Marshall was born.
Hi.
Yes. Can you tap that?
Cat's leather shoes.
Mr. Bojangles. It's 28 past 8 in the morning from KSFX, and here's Little Feet live. KSFX Radio at 8:32 in the morning. We do have another career day input here. Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Joe Rewind. I work in the hexagon. They enlarged it. I'm the person...
There are more sides to this story now. Yes.
I find the records backwards, and I find these subliminal messages that are perverting our youth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I found in the Eagles, Hotel Satan...
Hendrix
has one, Purple Satan, and I'm playing the national anthem backwards now. You wouldn't believe that.
What's it say?
Well, this, I think
the national anthem has a devil worship message to it.
I brush brush my teeth for Satan, I think.
Brush your teeth with Satan.
Have you seen Beach Blanket Goes Satanic?
Yes.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we were going to go all Satan all the time, but, you know, obviously there's a corner on the market.
Is that backwards?
Pardon me?
You ever played Disco Backwards?
Yes, I have.
You know, it's exactly the same.
That's true. Yes, thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Okay, adios. Yes, sir, can I help you?
Yes, I want you to know that I just tape recorded the 825 news by Marshall Phil Upps, and I played it backwards.
That's Marshall Phil Upps.
Yes,
Marshall Phil
Upps. I played it backwards, and it's very strange. It tells us all the people involved in the JFK assassination.
Ah, that's interesting. Okay, thank you, sir. We need all this input here on Career Day. Yes, can I help you? Hello?
That's probably one of the careers we'll get.
This sounds like our kind of career.
Yes, and nothing...
A black void.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
My name is Johnny Joe Heartbreak, race driver.
Yes?
And I know you don't trust people with three names, but I have a job for you.
Right. I could use a couple.
Yes, the job that I have in mind is for you to drive for my team at the IMSA race this weekend at Laguna Seca.
Uh-huh.
There's only one catch over.
I'd love to do that. That's something I've always... You know those fantasies you have? Mm-hmm. You want to do something...
A Paul Newman fantasy.
Here's my chance now. I'd love to. I'll draft you. What do you want me to drive?
I want you to drive your dog.
The dog.
Ready, but we want to have somebody out there good enough to drive the race and win.
Geez, I would like to drive it, but my car is down at Spraycraft, and it's being done over right now. I'm telling everybody I've got a brand new car, and I'm painting it red.
At the end of the weekend, it'll be done over, too.
So will you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Johnny Joe Heartbreak.
A colorful calendar of music spans time, an outstanding musical memory. Recalled in a Gold Award performance.
Where is radio going anyway? Just listen to where it's been. Don't touch it, you don't know where it's been. Everybody wants to be a hero of some kind or another. I get to be a hero once every year and a half as we shut down another radio station on the last day. Boy, thanks. I didn't get any sleep last night. I'm a little tired today. Tomorrow's an important day, but of course today is too. The problem is that it's getting so crowded in my bed. I have to have a NABED engineer with me wherever I go. So we've got, and then the Secret Service people that follow me around are sleeping with me now. And geez, it's just, we're in a waterbed last night, and we ended up on the first floor with our neighbors. Crowded down there, huh?
I wish you wouldn't give away these trade secrets of how we keep your security tight. And please, thank you.
I'm sorry. I didn't say anything that I just said. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to, I'm going to hear confessions this morning. I'd like to introduce to you a long-established friend of most people except me. I haven't really gotten to know him that well. And I'm going to hear his confession. We open the confessional. Thank you. And now here he is, my friend and yours, a very close personal friend.
Alex, what are you talking about?
Alex. Oh, Mr. Benet. Here he is, Mr. Ben Fong-Torres. Ben's good to have you here in the last days Pompeii.
I just wanted to pay tribute to this station, because when I think about this, I think about 11 years of a true pioneer in radio in San Francisco. A community voice, a bulletin board for the people. And on the air, they were real people, not disc jockeys, you know? Yeah. And a station that gives or gave new bands a break, a chance to be heard.
What the hell is he talking
and
about?
A news department that,
you
that broke.
What he's talking about?
Wait a minute. That's KSAN I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. Well, you got
what
a half
station.
Right. You got two of the calls. This is KSFX. I can see how you could misunderstand. And
Never mind.
Well, here's a song now for Ben that was a special request. I saw what?
Disco.
Disco. Chinese disco. Ben just recently spent 3 years in China as a political prisoner and decided that he'd bring back some of the music of that wonderful land here. So let's terrorize each other while we listen to I Like Chinese.
There's 900 million
of
them.
Sound of biscuits going down the throat. Do we have commercials now, Louis? Okay, let's run the Chinese commercial.
And our next contestant is...
Charles C. Wheatnealer.
Well, welcome to Repeat After Me.
Thank you. I've always had a keen desire to be on your show.
Good. Now, are you ready to repeat after me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50 pickups beat the imports.
You mean Datsuns and Toyotas, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50...
isn't that because when you compare standard models, they have larger payloads and load areas in Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right. Larger standard payloads and load areas.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after...
And don't Dodge Ram 50 pickups also have more fuel capacity than the Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, more fuel capacity.
And the largest available engines are the Royal and Sport models?
Look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me.
Oh, look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me. How's that?
Yes. Next contestant, please.
Yes, next contestant.
Sign up for the Great Dodge Prospector Gold Rush at your Dodge truck dealer. You could win a treasure chest of prizes, including 12 troy ounces of gold.
Am I supposed to be repeating this?
Nothing to buy. For licensed drivers 18 years or older, Gold Rush ends May 31st. Void where prohibited. Your dealer has details.
Your dealer has details.
We know.
We know.
We know. Career line, hello?
Massa Stephen O'Hara.
Yes. Mammy! Oh, the woman who took care of me in my formative years.
Oh, yeah, Stephen, I'd like to tell you all about my latest career.
Yes?
Well, you know, after they had the big war down in the South.
Yes, that was a long time ago, Mammy.
Yeah, 117 years, actually.
Uh-huh.
But then I didn't know what to do because plantation life was my only life.
Yes.
So I got this job in Hawaii.
Yes.
A friend of yours named Masakimo Sabe.
Oh, right, yes.
He hired me to pick up some stuff down there, but it wasn't cotton, Stephen.
No, there's a technical name for that. You know how there's always a Latin species for every... It's called boo.
I don't know. I ain't got no education. All I got is a plantation life and a career on a plantation.
Well, all right.
Plantation water.
Well, maybe you can employ some assistants to plant you. That's a long time, Mammy. And I remember when I was growing up. What? What?
How long you been in the radio business?
Too long, obviously. I better
the
be getting out.
The blackmail has been with us ever since the first bomb was built. Now, an even more sophisticated form of nuclear blackmail is being discussed in hushed tones. It's called EMP, electromagnetic pulse. This week on News Center 4 at 6, reporter Evan White takes an in-depth look at what happens when you explode a nuclear device high above the United States. The results are not what you might expect. Don't miss Evan's special Target 4 report on News Center 4 at 6, KRON-TV, Channel 4.
Mickey Gilley and Johnny Lee for Slips.
Hey, Johnny, what do you know?
Well, Mickey, I know honky-tonk.
Yeah?
And I know women.
I'll say you do.
And I know beer.
You know beer?
Yep. I bet I tasted every beer in the country at least once.
Well, what do you know?
I know one thing. The beer that hits the spot for me is Slips.
Behind every Slips is a man who knows beer. Ask a man who knows how you pick this one here. 'Cause he's tasted the rest, and the taste makes it clear. Behind every Slips is a man who knows beer. Behind every Slips is a man who knows his beer.
Hey, Johnny, pour me a tall, cold Slips, will you?
Now there's a man who knows.
Behind every Slips is a man who knows his beer.
Yes, thank you very much. As a matter of fact, Richard Gossett, speaking of careers and beers, has had careers in beers for a number of years now. Number of beers led to his careers. Hello?
Hi, Dad?
Yeah, Dad?
Hey, you know, I never tell any of the kids at school that you're my dad. Well,
yeah.
I haven't been telling you that all the DJs at KSFX are out of a job.
That's true.
Do you mean I'm going to have to quit school and be a male prostitute again, like last time?
Yes. Yes. Well, listen, the business has taken a turn for the better. You're unionized now, and everything's cool, and Polk Street is especially rife. Hello?
Does that mean free medical care and all that?
Probably, yeah, down on Haight Street anyway.
Oh, good. Right. Well, hey, Dad, don't come home drunk again tonight, okay?
Okay, son. Okay, bye. Adios. Have a good day in school and line up some customers. Hello?
Hello. This is Fred Neatwheeler. Yeah. Is this the Repeat After Me show?
The Repeat After Me show? Sure. This is the Repeat After Me show.
This is the Repeat After Me show.
And I'm Stephen Capen. And we have some great people in the studio this morning. And of course, my engineer, Louis Louai.
What?
Had a little tough time with that one, huh? I know how complex it gets.
When you talk about pickups.
Pardon me? I can't hear you. What?
When are you going to talk about pickups?
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 What kind of pickups?
How old are you?
That's Marshall's
girl.
Business.
47 miles of barbed wire. I got a cobra stick for a necktie. A brand new house along the roadside. And it's made out of rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new gin that baby put on top. And it's made out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, baby. And tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Rattlesnake whip, take it easy, baby, don't you give me no lip. Who do you love? Who do you love? I got a tombstone and a graveyard mine. I'm just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? By my hand, she said, lonesome George, you don't understand. Who do you love? If the night was dark and the sky was blue, down the aisle where I swag and flew, hit a bump and somebody scream. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love?
I don't mind dying. Snakeskin shoes, maybe put them on your feet. Got the good time music with the boat in the beat. Yeah, who do you love? Who do you love? I walk 47 miles of barbed wire. I got a cobra snake for a necktie. Brand new house out on the roadside. It's a bed out of rattlesnake hide. Got a brand new gin, I'm on my bed on top. And it's a bed out of human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me, child. Tell me who do you love? Yeah, who do you love? Who do you
Yeah, I just had the last little note there. I have to play that. It's 7 ago before 9 from KSFX Radio. We do have a very quick phone call to take before we get to the news.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
This is Roland Ron.
Roland Ron?
Yeah. I drive the dog taxi.
The dog taxi?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's kind of a nice job.
You've seen these dog taxis? They have the little dog tags on the side of the dog taxi, so you know it's a dog taxi. Okay, yes. Can I help you, Roland?
Well, listen, I heard about a job. I get around town a lot, and
yeah.
There's a job that's open right now selling steamed crabs on Fisherman's Wharf.
Selling steamed crabs on Fisherman's Wharf. Now, that's something I could get into, huh?
And I can tell you how to do it real quick.
Okay.
You know how to steam a crab?
How do you steam a crab? No, how do you steam a crab?
Make fun of his record collection.
Oh, thank you.
1978, there were some ominous clouds on the horizon that year. We had the Who's 15th anniversary. It was observed by a London Museum exhibit that featured a life-size hologram of drummer Keith Moon. But shortly thereafter, Keith Moon died. They had the closing of the Winterland in 1978. Other clouds on the horizon in that year.
1978.
The odor of rotting human flesh was in evidence as plane load after plane load of bodies from the mass suicide murder incident in Jonestown, Guyana, were unloaded here at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware.
Representative Leo Ryan, newsman Don Harris, cameraman Bob Brown, photographer Greg Robinson, temple member Patricia Parks, all killed in November at an ambush while investigating the People's Temple. Sound man Stephen Sung.
Bob Brown hit the deck instantly, right? So I hit right next to him because it's a minicam, it's a cable connecting to Joe. They're walking towards us. One shot hit Bob Brown, he screamed, ouch! And next thing I know, the guy came close and blew his brain off.
Newsman Ron Chavers of the San Francisco Chronicle.
When I saw these men getting it in the head, my option was either to stay down and hit the deck as I did first, or to run, and I ran. And I ran into the bush, and I jumped into a swamp, and I got as deep in that swamp as I could get. And then I stayed there, and then I paralleled the airport and came back to the plane when I saw it was all over.
After the ambush, mass suicide at the People's Temple, attorney Mark Lane.
Two men with weapons came down, and I don't know what their orders were, but they told me that we are all going to die now. And they were smiling. When these two men told us we're all going to die, I tried to persuade them not to, and they were clear that everyone was going to die. I said, well, at least Mr. Gary and I will be here to write the story of what happened in Jonestown. And he looked back and stopped. He thought about that, and he said, okay. And he hugged me, and he hugged Gary. And as they left, I said, how do I get out of here, Poncho? And he said, you can take a plane when it's all over. I said, I don't have a plane. I don't know when it'll be all over. How do I walk out? And he said, over the hill into the bush, and so he spent 24 hours in the bush.
The suicide called for by the Reverend Jim Jones took 911 lives.
1978.
Yeah. A day in Hollywood.
If you love old movies, don't miss the new Razzle Dazzle musical hit, A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine. It's a musical spoof of Tinseltown in the 30s. Time magazine called it the best musical of the year. Rex Reed said, I never laughed so much in my life. Now, after 2 years on Broadway, A Day in Hollywood is here, where the Chronicle hailed its clever lyrics, live lively dancing, imaginative staging, and innumerable laughs. A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine is now playing at the Curran Theater. For tickets, call 673-4400.
Long ago, when the world was young, there existed the sword, tri-bladed symbol of right. There also lived the sorcerer, embodiment of evil. And between, as prize to the victor, lay the whole world. The sword and the sorcerer. The epic conflict now comes to the screen. The Sword and the Sorcerer. Rated R. Under 17 must be accompanied by parent.
Now playing at theaters and drive-ins throughout the Bay Area.
That's another $50 here for those of you at the Stephen Capen School of Broadcasting.
And now back to Marshall.
Our Bay Area weather for today is going to be more sunshine, more beautiful weather. Highs will be in the mid-60s to mid-70s. A few high clouds floating around, and the weather prognosticators say it's going to be great for the next couple of days. Weather-wise, that is. Weather-wise, that is.
Is that my cue?
And that's another look at 1978, along with Marshall
Phillips. And that's another $150 for learning what a cue is.
Capen.
Thank you so much. No, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Thank you.
No, thank you. I mean, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
Really, no, really, thank you.
God, really, sincerely, honestly, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Thank you.
Come on, get out of here. Thank you.
Not thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. No, no, thank me.
Thank you?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Now, listen, will you listen?
In a while I get taken like that, and I like it.
How many days and nights, months perhaps, which screwed into years, where a person has to sit down and write a song like that? Doolang, 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 doolang. The Ronettes were the last one to pull that one off. It's 6 after 9 from KSFX. Hello, good morning.
Capin, this is Ralph Bosport of Ralph Bosport Motors, largest of new used and used automobiles here in downtown Emphysema.
Yes.
We are very, very embarrassed in our community that your station is going off the air.
Oh, well, hey, we're not going off the air. Let's get something straight between us.
Well, your show is going off the air. And without your shows, I can't sell new used or used automobiles.
Well, listen, actually, I'm going to stick around here, and you can hear me on the weekends.
Oh, well, then I can only sell cars on the weekends.
Okay, well, let's open up the used car lot for my used programming.
Because every car that we sell is tuned to KSFX.
Oh, good. All right.
Station, I don't sell cars. I am highly embarrassed.
I think you're just
Hi, Lee.
There's more to a good stereo system than just a great set of knobs. And there's a big difference in the stores that sell stereo gear. That's why if you're serious about owning the better equipment available, you should be going to Stereo Showcase at the top of the bay in Vallejo. Nobody knows sound better than Stereo Showcase. Real audio experts who live and breathe high performance give you respect and information instead of hard sell. They're people you can trust for top value and service after the sale. 28 years of this treatment have built Stereo Showcase a reputation for being the best place to go for the better equipment available. Better equipment from names like Yamaha, Bang & Olufsen, Macintosh, and Nakamichi that positively give you more performance for the money. Stereo Showcase invites you to relax and properly evaluate your needs in their spacious demonstration areas, where this week you can save big on equipment from JVC. And that's the clincher. It costs no more to get first-class treatment and higher performance at Stereo Showcase. Take Tennessee Street off Interstate 80 to Stereo Showcase at the top of the bay in Vallejo.
You can watch it happen on 36.
Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton are together again on TV 36. Watch the movie spectacular Cleopatra tonight at 8. Just before this movie special, it's the award-winning 7:30 News, judged best news in California by the Associated Press.
You can watch it happen on 36.
Watch two of television's great detective series every weeknight. At 5, it's the action of Hawaii Five-0. At 6, Barnaby Jones. Then at 8 tonight, watch the movie that sparked one of Hollywood's most spectacular scandals and most volatile romances. Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor in Cleopatra. On your station for great movies and more. TV 36.
KICU TV 36.
Now, thank you. It's 9 minutes after 9 o'clock in the morning. Let's see. Let's look back at 1978 and look at the music. Lars has brought in. Is this? This was from December 14th, 1979. This is the Gavin Report.
Yes, sir.
Ah, Bill Gavin, huh? Yeah. We expect to be speaking with a man you may know. His name is Augie Bloom on the phone tomorrow morning on my final day with KSFX Radio. But in 1978, the music, all right? You would like to know what the big stuff was? In country, you don't want to hear that, do you? What a boring... all right, adult contemporary, maybe? The number one song was Just the Way You Are. Sorry. How about Can't Smile by Barry Manilow, number two?
Where's Kurt? Oh, he's not here. Okay, wait a sec. I have a copy of one of the most popular songs of that year. Wait, let me just find it here, okay? You're going to need this, Lou. Put that one on there. Let's see. Let's see. No, here's a great one, Reminiscing by the Little River Band. Well, it's a very adult and very contemporary. How about Too Much by Matheson Williams? The snoring is getting more intense. Right down the line, Jerry Rafferty. That one really sent us into the ozone. Okay, all right. Let's look at the top 20 records of rock and roll radio.
Hey, rock and roll!
All right, rock and roll. Number 20 was Miss You by the Stones. Number 19 was How Much I Feel by Ambrosia. You're the One by Travolta and
Hoo-hoo-hoo, Daddy
by by this woman right here. How I like to just lie back and close my eyes now and imagine that I'm at the magic spray paint shop with this woman, you know, and we're studying body painting this time, huh?
Put some flares around her wheel wells.
What about her wheel wells? You like this, don't you, Lou? She's jumping up and down.
I've never seen someone dance like that.
All right, the other songs were Grease by Frankie Valli, Can't Smile by Barry Manilow was in that list, too. How come Can't Smile was in all these lists? Emotion by Samantha Sang, You Need Me was number 8 by Ann Murray, Hot Child by Nick Gilder was number 7, Baker Street by Jerry Rafferty was number 6. Slow that down, Louie. Shadow Dancing by Andy Gibb. Now, that's a good disco song, huh? That's a good disco song. I like that disco. How come my voice is getting lower, Larry? Three Times by the Commodores. Remember Once, Twice, Three Times a Lady was number 3. Staying Alive by the Bee Gees was
Number two, look at all the RSO records, Lars. And the number one song was Night Fever by the Bee Gees.
I've always found him rowdy, ill-mannered, and irresponsible.
Who are you talking about? Oh, Billy Juggs will be here at 10 o'clock this morning from KSFX Radio.
It's a case of the punchline in front of the horse.
stood still. Eagle flew out of the night. He was something to observe. Came in close, I heard a voice. Standing, stretching every nerve. I had to listen, had no choice. I did not believe the information. Just had to trust imagination. My heart going boom, boom, boom. Son, he said, grab your things, I'm gonna take you home. To keep in silence, I resigned. My friends will think I was a nut. Turning water into wine.
Shout that Georgia's always on my mind. USSR.
Maybe that's where I'll take my dog dart then down to Spraycraft and they will take care of it, right?
They'll do a real good job.
It won't be there when I get back. Okay, it's 26 after 9 from KSFX. We're busy at work here trying to put together a retrospective, musical retrospective on the disco years, which did exist. And, you know, this we make no bones about it. This company made a lot of money off it, right? And exploited a lot of things. And so the fact is we're putting together just a small retrospective to disco music. There are a lot of people who still like discos, right? Linda, you're one. Huh? Miss Frankenstein is probably the most avid... what am I trying to say here, Lars?
Aficionado.
Okay, thank you very much. Is that like avoir du poids? No, thank you. No, thank you.
I think Matthews is a very good place to come buy a car stereo. Because I bought a car stereo for Matthews myself. The Native is a really good deal, installed in the same day. So I think Matthews is really great.
And you'll think Matthews really great, too, especially when you see our over 5,000 different combinations of car stereos, amps, equalizers, and speakers, including a Sanyo AM-FM stereo cassette with auto-reverse, $98, or an Alpine AM-FM in-dash cassette, $249 installed. And this week, a super deluxe Kenwood system. It's got everything. Digital AM-FM in-dash cassette with auto-reverse Dolby. It's got a 100-watt per channel power amp, two full-size coaxials for the front of your car, and a pair of three-ways for the rear. This whole system, just $999. Installation charge, half our regular price if you bring your car in Monday through Friday. The time you spend in your car can be the best part of your day. Let us show you how with a quality Matthews Auto Sound System. Drive now to 6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Daly City.
And our next contestant is...
Charles C. Wheatmiller.
Well, welcome to Repeat After Me.
Thank you. I've always had a keen desire to be on your show.
Good. Now, are you ready to repeat after me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50 pickups beat the imports.
You mean Datsuns and Toyotas, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50...
isn't that because when you compare standard models, they have larger payloads and load areas in Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, larger standard payloads and load areas.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me.
And don't Dodge Ram 50 pickups also have more fuel capacity than the Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, more fuel capacity.
And the largest available engines are the Royal and Sport models.
Look, Mr. Wheatneeler, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me.
Oh, look, Mr. Wheatneeler, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me. How's that?
Yes. Next contestant, please.
Yes, next contestant.
Sign up for the Great Dodge Prospector Gold Rush at your Dodge truck dealer. You could win a treasure chest of prizes, including 12 troy ounces of gold.
Am I supposed to be repeating this?
Nothing to buy. For licensed drivers 18 years or older, Gold Rush ends May 31st. Void where prohibited. Your dealer has details.
Your dealer has details.
We know.
We know.
The threat of nuclear blackmail has been with us ever since the first bomb was built. Now, an even more sophisticated form of nuclear blackmail is being discussed in hushed tones. It's called EMP, electromagnetic pulse. This week on News Center 4 at 6, reporter Evan White takes an in-depth look at what happens when you explode a nuclear device high above the United States. The results are not what you might expect. Don't miss Evan's special Target 4 report on News Center 4 at 6, KRON-TV, Channel 4.
Hi, I'm George Chambers of the Chambers Brothers, and I tell you the truth, man, if I ever took any heroin or something like that, I just know it would just freak me out so bad that I would never be able to communicate with anything anymore.
I got peace, I got love, I got happiness, and you can have it too.
It's a hole? Oh, Louis, you know you can get fired for calling this place a hole. I'm only kidding, only kidding. 9:30 in the morning from KSFX Radio.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wiper slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy, love, when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, yeah, Bobby, baby, kept me from the whole world. One day I'm near Selena's long, I let him slip away. He's looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. But I trade all of my tomorrows for one single yesterday, to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. Honey, feeling good was easy, loud when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Mm-hmm. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah. La da da, la da da da. La 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 la
I didn't write one. 22 before 10 o'clock, and Billy Juggs here at KSFX Radio as we look at the last 11 years of the greatest rock and roll of the, in the history of mankind and some points beyond. And today being day number 8, it's 1978. And maybe you can call us at 478-KSFX and make some suggestions, because I feel real hazy this morning. I feel like I feel like I'm heading back in time, like around 1978.
Submitted for your approval. Time traveling, strange lights, sounds numbing human ears.
Here.
Shadows and lights mingle with throbbing, caterwauling bodies. Enter Senor Smith. Through the back door as usual. On a mission meant for no man. On a mission he calls life. And some call a waste of bones.
Hear the music up there.
All this and more in the Disco Zone.
It's me, Lamont. Let me in, it's Lamont.
All right, hey. Ooh, there's a lot of cool people around here today.
Hey,
hey, what's happening, man? Hey, where'd you get them disco biscuits, man?
Hey, listen.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, you guys having a good time, huh?
It's, boy, the band here is really something else.
Say, don't I know you?
Where'd you buy that bad rug on your chest, man?
I'm trying to make myself look like a man. You, who are you, anyway?
Oh, my name's Bert, man.
Yeah, listen, have you got any of those things they call dog disco biscuits?
Yeah, we got some over in the men's room.
I don't understand how to do these. Can you show me how to do that? Hey, there's my old friend Eddie. He's been at this disco for about 10 years now. Eddie, you're still spinning records up here, huh?
Where the bathroom is, so.
The bathroom? Oh, it's two lefts and then a right down there. Just take your left down there. Boy, is he burned up. Hey, you! Hey, Frankie, what's happening, man? Are you still with the
band? Yeah, we're still playing. We're still having a great time over here, you know?
Are you working with Spraycraft with those cars?
Yeah, man. They're still taking all that great spray, you know?
I've been filing down numbers for years. Good to see you, Frankie.
Yeah, I see
boy.
You.
What a bunch of weirdos. I think it's the music that does it to them. Say, I wonder, could you tell me what you're doing with that razor blade?
Hey, Lamont, where'd you get that shirt without the buttons?
Hey, listen, you turn this button on here and it lights up.
Wow, I like that. I wonder.
It's a neon sign that says, suck.
Get another date later on after this, I'm through with the two dates I've got now.
You got now. All those women yours?
Yeah, gosh. I paid big bucks and I'm proud to serve.
Holy cow, maybe I'm in the wrong business. I'd like to be spinning records for some local disco. Hey, Bobby, hey, listen, did you have that brain transplant yet? I know just what you mean. I went through that myself in medical school when I was writing prescriptions. Hey, Joey, what's going on, man? How come you're wearing those tire chains? Were you in Yosemite?
No, I just came from Spraycraft. You know, I saw your dog Dork down there, and it got these beautiful flames coming out of the wheel wells. I can't believe it.
I'm just having it painted now. It's going to be a brand new red dog Dart. This is really neat. Hi.
It's been such a long time since we've seen you down here.
Well, I got married.
Aw, that doesn't mean we still can't be friends.
Okay, then you can call me Lamont.
Oh, thank you, Lamont.
Okay, listen, boy. Hey, I'd like to wear some of that jewelry. Hey, Roberto, how come you never invite me to Peru anymore?
Hey, I got a special deal on some jewelry I come back from Peru with.
And really?
Yeah, I got this special little gold shoe. It hangs from my neck, and it's got rocks in it.
But you have a big dent in your chest.
Well, that's because I got slack by coming down here from Machu Picchu, and I was trying to dance, I fell over, huh?
Oh, okay. Hey, good to see you, Roberto. Boy, there's some strange people around here. What's that big tank there? Is somebody blowing up balloons in here? Gosh. Holy man. How come he's laughing uncontrollably anyway? What's the story here? This is a pretty weird place, huh? I'm leaving this place, man. I gotta get out of here. This is too weird for me. I'm going back.
Senor Lamont Smith, traveling into another time, another land, and looking for the perfect biscuit, wearing a white leisure suit, rattling his gold chains, and shaking his booty while looking for the booty.
I feel sick.
Shimmering the lights that zone.
What do you mean it's over, Louis?
Party's over, sweetheart.
Louis, this could be the beginning of a beautiful relationship. Okay, you like my hat? What I was just saying was, you can, as long as I've got this, never mind. It's 12 minutes before 10 o'clock in the morning. Do we have one of those anti-drug public service announcements that we could just slap right in there? Because somebody actually called to request one of these announcements. And I think... And there's something I want to... well, Louis, let's turn table one. This is sort of an anti-drug announcement. This is a song that was recorded probably somewhere in the late 30s, and it's called The Reefer Man. This is called The Reefer Man. And here he comes, The Reefer Man. What the hell is a reefer man? Wanna bring in a reefer man? They always have these long intros to the reefer man. And now, let's dig on the reefer man.
Have you ever met that funny reefer man?
Yeah.
Have you ever met that funny reefer man?
I want you to think about the amount of drugs you're using.
He says he swam to China, wants to sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man. Have you ever met that funny, funny reefer man?
Now listen to what happens when you start smoking reefer.
Have you ever met that funny reefer man? If he trades you dimes for nickels and calls watermelons pickles, then
see,
you know
you get really messed up on reefer. Some people have met the reefer man. Now listen, we ain't gonna play that public service announcement because this is a good one for it, you know? If we let this just roll right along here, you'll hear somebody coming on very shortly who's met the reefer man. And he'll tell you the story of how, on the day he met the reefer man, he went nuts, just like the reefer man, and got all confused and hazy.
I sure would like to meet that funny reefer man.
We'll let you meet him.
I sure would like to meet that reefer man.
Can you say reefer man?
They say he walks the ocean anytime he takes a notion. He must be tight like that reefer man.
That's the reefer man. All right, now. See, once you meet the reefer man, there's no turning around. Because the reefer man is like the Sandman, only you're awake, you know? And you're smoking this stuff they call boo. And why do you think they call it boo? Oh, no, that's dope. Okay, why do you think they call it dope? Listen.
Have you ever met that funny reefer man? You mean to tell me you've never met that funny reefer man?
I never met that reefer man.
If you hear him sniff and giggle, and he starts into squirm and wiggle, that's that dog. That's that reefer
that's
man.
That's that old reefer man.
You don't want to miss the final clearance sale at the Brass Boot on Polk Street. They're bringing in shoes and boots from all 23 Brass Boot stores for this incredible blowout sale. You're not going to see shoes with prices like this for a long, long time. Men's and women's shoes and boots originally priced from $100 to $400, clearance sale priced at one pair for $30, two pairs priced at $50. This incredible sale at the Brass Boot on Polk Street runs through Sunday, May 2nd. It's the final clearance sale at the Brass Boot. Shoes and boots at unbelievable prices. You'll not see the likes of these prices for a long, long time. Remember, the Brass Boot has consolidated their shoes from all 23 stores for this final blowout clearance sale. Men's and women's shoes and boots originally priced from $100 to $400, clearance sale priced at one pair $30, two pairs $50. A sale like this comes once in a lifetime. No checks, all sales final. Major credit cards accepted at the Brass Boot, 1440 Polk Street.
Mickey Gilley for Slits. You know, folks, my daddy taught me three things: how to pluck an old piano, how to appreciate a good woman, and how to pick a beer. He said, Mickey, the only way to really know beer is to taste them all. Well, I can tell you, folks, I've tasted a few, and the taste that hits the spot for me is Slits. Behind every Slits is a man who knows beer. Ask a man who knows how he picked this one here, 'cause he's tasted the rest, and the taste makes it clear. Behind every Slits is a man who knows beer. Behind every Slits is a man who knows his beer. Pop open a tall, cold Slits, then you'll know too. You'll know a great tasting beer.
Behind every Schlitz is a man who knows his beer.
Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Hello, this is Joseph Capen here.
Mr. J. Capen.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
How are you doing today?
How am I doing at what?
At anything.
Good here, over there not bad. A 1 to 10, a 9 on that one, pretty good here, and I missed 2 out of 3 on that.
I believe it.
Okay. It's like an SAT, huh? I'm back in school.
The question man here.
The question man.
Rock and roll?
The greatest authority on rock and roll in the world, next to me.
Okay. I finally can admit it since this is, you know, almost your last day. You're one step better.
All right. Okay. Fire away. What's the question of the day?
What was the first 45 RPM picture disc record?
The first 45 RPM picture disc record?
That's the one.
Okay, the first 45 RPM picture disc record. Let's see, the first 45 RPM picture disc record. Let's see, that was around... Let's see, that was in my 35th radio job, so that was around 1911. It was in the month of, I'll just have to take a break. Time's up, huh?
Time's up.
Okay, I'd say it was, Toto, hold the line.
Very good, Steven!
All right!
I think you should go for another 11 years.
That was 1978, wasn't it?
Sure was.
All right, well, see, I remained unchallenged king of
Lincoln
rock
Mercury
and roll,
announces an offer that goes far beyond interest rates and rebates. Lincoln Mercury is backing its quality on Lynx, LN7, Capri, and Zephyr, on Cougar sedan and wagon, with an exclusive free scheduled maintenance and warranty plan for 2 years or 24,000 miles, whichever comes first. The 2-year limited warranty is so complete, just about everything is covered, except accidents, abuse, tires, and fluids between maintenance intervals. And on Continental, Mark 6, and Lincoln, you'll get the same kind of coverage for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Now, virtually the only thing you have to pay for is gas. And to introduce you to this quality, Lincoln Mercury is offering a 5% cash bonus off the base vehicle sticker price. This bonus comes entirely from Lincoln Mercury. Apply it to your down payment or get a check. A 5% cash bonus, free maintenance, free warranty from Lincoln Mercury. Offer applies to retail buyers who take delivery of these Mercury models by June 6th or luxury cars by May 17th. It takes cars built this well to make you an offer this good.
All right, I'd like to apologize to the guy that requested that song called Reefer Man and then complained that I talked over. I wish we could play songs like that all day without interrupting that stuff. Hello, this is the white phone.
Hi, Steven.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
It's me.
Yeah, I recognize the voice.
I'm sorry I couldn't make it in this morning, man. I forgot we're on daylight savings time.
Mm-hmm. Let's try another one. Or what?
With my eyes closed from Chico.
Yeah, I know how tough it is, Eddie. We all have those nights, you know?
And I couldn't get my head off the pillow because I got these American Tourister briefcases stuck under my eyes.
Yes.
And, like, my lungs are...
Let's throw you out of the 30th floor of a building to see if those American Touristers hold up.
Now, just drop me off a jet, okay?
Okay.
Over Maui.
All right.
Can I still come in tomorrow?
Yeah, of course you can, Eddie. You're always welcome here. You know that.
I heard you guys were talking about me today.
Oh, well, we had a few comments to make about you. Nothing libelous. You'll be okay.
Well, you know, I couldn't really recover from those lox and bagels you gave me yesterday.
You mean the ones that were sent over from Alex Binet and his bud?
And I got real sick, man, so I went out and bought myself a rock and roll T-shirt.
Good.
Did all kinds of Valium.
Let's not influence the youth of America in that direction, Eddie. That's not a good thing to do.
To my neighbors.
All right, listen. It's very important that you be in here tomorrow.
Hey, man.
Okay. And I want you to be what?
You can count on
me. That's what
like
we said
today.
This morning. Yes.
Like,
well, you gotta be here on time tomorrow because we have something special for you.
Oh, what is it?
An exit interview.
Oh, no, I've got a date with Chuck, and my breath feels yuck. Well, don't break the date, just break open the Bread Savers.
Break open the mint that's sparkling fresh. Break open the mint that cools your breath. Break open the Bread Savers.
Hey, sugar-free Bread Savers have a blue middle, and now they're improved to last longer.
Break open the mint that's
sparkling
fresh.
Good.
Bread that's
fresh.
Bring up to kiss.
I see. Wait a second.
Bread Savers.
They're
sugar-free.
My mic's open? Who opened my mic? All right, now listen, there's been a lot of talk about devil worship around, and the California legislature is getting very upset. National press attending to this. I want to play you the first devil worship song that was recorded in the annals of rock and roll. You're going to recognize this, some of you who are old enough. Okay. But this, am the real thing.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? I lie. Yeah, I can't stand it. No running around.
What do you think? Does that make it?
Yeah. I can't stand.
Just a couple more verses here, Louise.
Put me down. I put a spell on you.
That's the part I like best. More. So there you go. A little history.
Sadness in his eyes. Told me that he wanted help for his country. Save some lives. Bangladesh, Bangladesh, where so many people are dying fast, and it sure looks like a man. Never seen such distress.
the honey, give her sing the blues.
I'm too old, I'm strong.
little applause for Robin Trower there as we all come back from that other world and back to today. Yes, Robin Trower's music always puts me in another plane anyway. Two Rolling Stone is the name of that tune on KSFX. My name is Billy Juggs. Good morning. I see still enough things in one piece here after Stephen Capon's show to still play some music here, which is what we're going to do all day long. When the music's over, the last 11 days of KSFX, we are into day number 8, saluting 1978. Tonight's albums, by the way, from midnight to 6, are going to include... Boy, there are some strange sounds around here, aren't there? Kill It Now, okay, put up Out of Its Misery. We have albums that were recorded in the Bay Area tonight, including Janis Joplin's Farewell Song, which is a recent release of previously, unheard things by Janis Joplin, and Journey's album, and a Steve Miller album, and a Hot Tuna album, and a Creedence Clearwater album, and a Jefferson Airplane, and Neil Young, and... album and a Bread and Roses LP that has a bunch of people on it, and we're going to track those from side to side tonight starting at midnight here on KSFX. But right now, let's get back to the rock and roll with Led Zeppelin.
She was looking back to see if I was looking back at her. She had a yellow golden hair. I'm gonna follow everywhere. She had a wiggle when she walked. I wanted her to stop and talk. You know that I was looking back to see if she was looking back to see if I was looking back at her.
to see if she was looking back to see if I was looking back at her. She had a yellow golden hair, gonna follow everywhere. She had a wiggle when she walked. I wanted her to start the talk. You know that I was looking back to see if she was looking back to see if I was looking back at her. Looking back to see if she was looking back to see if I was looking back at her.
Really? Sounds like some midgets applauding in the background there. It's just a scratchy record, actually. John Mayall going way back, some nice blues there called Looking Back. As we're looking back at 1978 and all the music we and our friends were playing in that year, and I think we'll just go right on with some Journey from KSFX.
We'll be right back.
past is gone. It went back like dust to dawn. Isn't that the way? Everybody's got the dues in life to pay. Yeah, I know nobody knows where it comes and where it goes. I know everybody says you got the dues to know. I'm a wolf. Nitty-gritty, he can shove in his knife.
does. He's been an outlaw all his life. Me, I'm waiting so patiently. Lying on the floor. I'm just trying to do them things all falls on.
SFX San Francisco. Real rock and roll for four more days.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're
when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange. When you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange.
is Linda Ronstadt. If you get high, be sure you don't die. Some drugs speed you up, and some drugs slow you down, and booze makes it all the more dangerous. Watch out for the things that might wreck you or your pickup truck.
Talking baseball in San Francisco, 25 Giant years.
Come out to Candlestick often to see the Giants?
A lot. Love it.
You love it? Why do you love it?
The people.
What do you like about the people?
They're friendly. Every time I go to get a beer, I spend 5 minutes sitting around talking to somebody about what just happened. It's great.
You know the people?
I do now. We're all fans.
We're all just yelling and screaming and drinking beer and having a good time and watching the Giants.
You like that?
Yeah. Fantastic.
Come out to Candlestick often?
Oh, just about every day.
Every game?
Just about.
You like the crowds and the excitement and the food?
Really, I like playing first base.
Oh, thanks, Rich.
You're welcome.
Talking baseball, Giants by the Bay.
The Mets are in town this weekend for four games, and Sunday's doubleheader is Frank Robinson Hall of Fame Day, co-sponsored by Eastern Airlines. You'll get a beautiful Frank Robinson photo album, and we'll honor Robbie between games. See you Sunday. First game starts at noon.
You'd like to tell your mother how much she means to you. Let Chantilly Fragrance say it for you with a little help from JCPenney.
You're the best, Mom.
I love you.
Mom, you've done so much for me.
Hoobagant has a bonus of Chantilly hand and body lotion at JCPenney. Yours with any Chantilly purchase of $6 or more. Give her two gifts. Chantilly, the world's most romantic fragrance, plus a bonus, now at JCPenney.
Macho, macho, macho shave. Chick Super 2 for the macho shave.
Get macho close with Chick Super 2. Each twin blade home to the ultimate sharp for shaves so close they're macho close. Fits Antra and Track 2 razors.
Macho, macho, macho shave. Chick Super 2 for the macho shave. Chick Super 2 for the macho shave.
The threat of nuclear blackmail has been with us ever since the first bomb was built. Now, an even more sophisticated form of nuclear blackmail is being discussed in hushed tones. It's called EMP, electromagnetic pulse. This week on News Center 4 at 6, reporter Evan White takes an in-depth look at what happens when you explode a nuclear device high above the United States. The results are not what you might expect. Don't miss Evan's special Target 4 report on News Center 4 at 6, KRON-TV, Channel 4.
All right, and we are 104 KSFX. It's a quarter to 11. My name is Billy Juggs, and we are on day number 8 of the last 11 days of KSFX with a Jefferson Airplane.
Try.
things I know, around about and everywhere, sunshine in status now, times can change, but what I say is true, all is real, I'll come through for you, I'll come through for you, my love, won't you try, won't you try. Shouting, I don't care.
This is a song for Mad Daly.
Freedom, how can
from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Four-Way Street's the name of the album, dedicated to Mayor Daley. A little slap in the face there in Chicago in those days. And that, in fact, is the name of the song, Chicago. 6 before 11 o'clock on KSFX.
There's more to a good stereo system than just a great set of knobs. And there's a big difference in the stores that sell stereo gear. That's why if you're serious about owning the better equipment available, you should be going to Stereo Showcase at the top of the bay in Vallejo. Nobody knows sound better than Stereo Showcase. Real audio experts who live and breathe high performance give you respect and information instead of hard sell. They're people you can trust for top value and service after the sale. 28 years of this treatment have built Stereo Showcase a reputation for being the best place to go for the better equipment available. Better equipment from names like Yamaha, Bang & Olufsen, McIntosh, and Nakamichi that positively give you more performance for the money. Stereo Showcase invites you to relax and properly evaluate your needs in their spacious demonstration areas, where this week you can save big on equipment from JVC. And that's the clincher. It costs no more to get first-class treatment and higher performance at Stereo Showcase. Take Tennessee Street off Interstate 80 to Stereo Showcase at the top of the bay in Vallejo.
Charlie McGrew Productions presents John Mayall's Blues Breakers with Mick Taylor, May 20th at Zellerbach Auditorium and May 21st at the Oakland Auditorium. Opening both shows, Canned Heat. Don't miss this great show with John Mayall's Blues Breakers and Canned Heat, Thursday, May 20th at Zellerbach Auditorium and Friday, May 21st at the Oakland Auditorium. Tickets available at all Bass outlets and at the record factories.
Hi, baby. How's the big city?
Oh, I love it, Dad.
Great.
I'm in my first apartment with my first phone, and you're my first call on the same day. Vernon!
Where are you calling from?
My apartment.
What's that noise?
Oh, that's Vern. He lives here.
Oh. Oh, well, say hello for him.
Dad, Vern's my cat.
Oh! Hi, kitty. I'm Vern. Hi, kitty. The Bell System.
Now from Motorcraft. Refunds up to $9.50 with proof of purchase on oil, spark plugs, filters, and more. And you could win an 82 Ford Escort. 493 prizes in all in our Win the World sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. 18 or older to enter. Details at participating Motorcraft retail outlets. Ends May 31st. Void where prohibited. Motorcraft, for the future of your car, for sure.
Well, to all the thousands of people who've called in asking what the weather is going to be like today, what you see is what you get. Some high clouds here and there. It's going to be supposed to be mostly sunny for the rest of the day. I certainly can see some clouds, though, but no rain or snow in store for us. No hurricanes, no tornadoes, no floods, no earthquakes. So, you know, be advised of that and keep it tuned to 104 KSFX San Francisco, because we are in the last 11 days of KSFX. Boy, are we into the last 11 days. We're looking at 1978 today, and I'm going to play this tune for you from Jethro Tull. It's called To Cry You a Song.
Trying to remember how
Yes, Tom Petty and I Need to Know on KSFX. And you hear Jeff Throw Tull with a song to cry you a song. Boy, we're playing some songs you haven't heard in ages. And that sounds good. You know, we could start it there, I suppose. Got one here coming up from David Bowie right now.
Forever and ever. Oh, we can be.